Coming in hot, 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 Lisa shares her financial tips and strategies to build wealth, have fun with finances, and be debt-free without having a restrictive budget. From bankrupt to millionaire, Lisa knows what it's like to feel as if you're living paycheck to paycheck. Her unconventional money multiplier system is the very wealth protocol that enabled her to retire 2.5 years early, pay down $100,000 of debt in 6 months, and move to her dream home at the beach.
When you are.
Hey, welcome back to this episode of I Date Money. I'm your hostess, Lisa Drennan, and today we are here with the fabulous Sarah Finns. She is the founder of the Easy Business Bookkeeping Community. She has this awesome class, and you know, she's a certified CPA that's retired. I love that because I know a lot of CPAs and a lot of them like to retire very early. But she stepped into being an expert financial and certified health coach who realized that health coaches in her industry needed some help managing their finances and keeping their books, their business books, separate from their personal. So now she blends her accounting background and entrepreneurial experience to help other solopreneurs manage and master their business finances with ease. I love that. Accounting with ease. I think I had a guest that had that business name on my show. But thank you, Sarah, for being here. I love what you're doing and how you stepped into it. Curious, you becoming a certified CPA is not an easy task. That is a big challenge. So why did you step away from it?
So I went to college for accounting and earned my CPA right after that, and then worked in corporate accounting for a number of years. And I didn't want to do that corporate work anymore. It wasn't fulfilling, and it was draining, and I needed a change. And so that is when I went, pivoted to go back and get my health coach certification and started that business following, you know, a passion of mine. And I decided that I didn't need to be the CPA and help someone with their books specifically, you know, entering all their debts and credits or filing their taxes for them to help transform their finances. And so, you know, I always love to mention it because, like you said, it was a big undertaking. I spent a lot of time and effort getting those letters, but it's not something I feel that I need, you know, to be doing specifically in my business to help people. So.
Yeah. And I love how you took that talent. I mean, you obviously have a natural talent for it because not everybody could crunch numbers and like fill out those accounting forms and understand all the intricacies of the tax laws, especially in the United States, and they're changing every single year, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people get misinformed about what does a CPA really do? And they do a lot of work, but you have to know a lot. And if if there's an error, there's huge penalties involved. So taking that skill set that you had and transferring it over to something that you loved and recognizing, like, you started off as a healthcare industry, when you think about and then transferring over into helping health coaches manage their money, like, that is the coolest thing, like getting them to start off working with those solopreneurs who, like you had said pre-show, have so much coming at them. They wear so many different hats. So I'm curious to know, when you were thinking about that transition, like, what made you become a CPA in the first place and then realize this isn't for me? Like, were you pushed into it? Did someone tell you a money story that, you know, you need to be a CPA because?
Yeah. I mean, it's very practical, right? Like, it was a practical reason. I went to university. I have an uncle who is a CPA, you know, and he always did well. And it just seemed like a practical thing for me to do. I needed to leave college and get a job, right? I didn't, you know, have the funds to go on to grad school. I didn't want to take out more loans. And so I said, I need something that will allow me to start work right away, make a decent salary. I live in the New York area. I lived in New York City for many years. And so, you know, the cost of living is high. And so it just made sense. And in school, they said, if you go the accounting route, we can almost guarantee that you're going to get a good paying job right out of college. And so that's why I went the way that I did, and went into corporate accounting. So,
yeah. One of my clients is an accountant and she doesn't like numbers, but kind of like she was pushed into accounting because her parents were both. And, you know, it was just like, it just seemed like the logical thing to do. And she just not loving it. And it is. You don't have to be good with numbers to enjoy accounting. And I think that's a misconception out there. Like, I need to be good with numbers in order to handle my finances. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest misconceptions that I see. A lot of clients that I work with will come to me and say, I'm not a numbers person. I hate math. I don't want to look at that. I don't know how to look at that. And what it's important to realize is that, and to know, like you said, you don't have to be an accountant. You don't have to love numbers. You don't even have to like numbers. You just need to learn the few things that are important to look at, get proficient in that, and do it on a regular basis. And then it becomes easier and it doesn't feel so daunting. And you don't have to, you know calculus to do it, for example.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think there's a lot that you can learn, but it's not crunching numbers, really.
Right. No, it has nothing about it. It's about falling in love with your money, falling head over heels in love with your money and dating it. So you know exactly where it is and where it's going and how it's multiplying for you. What's your favorite way to multiply your money?
Oh, my favorite way to multiply my money is investments. And so I want to say manageable one, I guess, for people to start thinking about is retirement savings. And so as small business owners, you know, it's not something that we necessarily keep top of mind. And I think it's important to speak with a financial advisor and learn, you know, the types of investments that you can use as a small business owner for your retirement savings, because if you make a point to put money aside regularly for that, you will see it grow over time. And then when you need it, you know, you'll have it without giving it much thought or really even a ton of attention if you don't want to. And so I see a lot of business owners kind of putting that to the wayside. And what happens then is that, you know, we're working on our business, we're working on our business. And then all of a sudden, we have to retire. So that's one of the ways that I love to multiply my money and recommend that my clients do as well.
Yeah. And it's so important to do it. Like, today is the right time.
Anytime, right now, starting
right
now
is the right time. Yeah. And I hear a lot of people, especially in my Crush on Debt membership, well, when I pay my debt off, then I'm going to invest. I'm going to like align my assets. No, do it now. You can do it simultaneously. And a lot of entrepreneurs don't understand that if they just allocate their money, like in my money multiplier system, we're doing everything based on percentages. So it doesn't matter, you know, what the amount is that you're receiving. When you take a percentage of it, it's always the same percentage. And then you get to set aside money for investment and for giving and for having fun with and for taking care of your debt all simultaneously, because you'll always be waiting for something to happen.
Exactly.
Right?
And you can start small, like you're saying, you can pick a small percentage to start with, and then it gets you in the habit of setting that money aside, setting up the vehicle, whatever it happens to be. And then regularly putting it away. And then as you grow and as you pay off your debts and as you do the other things, you can increase the amount you're allocating. So yeah, it makes sense for sure.
Yeah. One of the, back in my early career in insurance and finance since 1987, and about 1991, I landed a job with the Social Security Administration. And I remember meeting with my first client, retirement clients, just about to turn 62. And he's like, you know, I helped him all out, got his retirement benefits, ran his numbers for him, you know, processed everything. And he's like, hey, he goes, am I allowed to give you advice? I'm like, absolutely. He's like, if I was your age when I read this book, my son, who's around your age, gave it to me to read about a year ago, I would have been a trillionaire. He goes, do you like to read? I'm like, absolutely. He goes, read the book, The Richest Man in Babylon. Follow the principle. And I did. And I ever since followed the principle. And it was so simple. And it's just setting aside 10% for investment. Like, you save that 10% in the book. They talk about saving it for a year and then finding something really good to invest in that's going to multiply, you know, give you an outstanding ROI. So I've always implemented that, and, you know, fantastic, you know, investments that gave me an ROI of over 18%. Like, the average over 30 years has been like 12%, which is really good for, you know, the investment market. And what sticks me out with that, with back then, like, in Babylon, they had gold, right? And they talked about letting your gold have babies. You know, your money gets to have babies when you set it aside and it earns interest. And one of the things I see is that a lot of people will hide their money in an account with 0% interest or low interest, 0.5%, or they'll keep it in a shoebox in their closet.
Right.
So thinking about the richest man in Babylon and following that principle of investing, you know, and going to the right person to invest, like you'd say, like you contact a financial advisor,
yes,
not a financial coach for your investments. Like a financial coach can tell you like, yeah, these are some investment ideas, but if you really want to set up a portfolio, you go to the financial advisor.
Absolutely.
When you think about your own journey, what book inspired you to set up your investments?
Well, we were talking about this just before we came on here, was the book Profit First. Mm-hmm. When I read that book, you know, a number of years ago, it was really eye-opening in setting the numbers up for my business, right? And like looking at it that way and figuring out, you know, to put aside money for investments, like you said, and like you're saying that you teach in your course, putting aside investments, putting aside money away for this, putting aside money away for that. And it actually really switched the way that I was looking at the money in my business and had a huge impact on that. Because you can learn accounting and debits and credits, but it's not the same thing as money management, right?
Right.
So it helped me to bridge that gap. So I recommend all business owners take a look at that book because it can be super helpful in changing your mindset in the way you approach paying your bills and managing the money in your business.
Yeah, it definitely scratches the surface.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
And, you know, I like to say mindset is the crux of all that we do. That our thoughts, our mind, is a profit gold mine, right? Mm-hmm. Our thoughts dictate the results that we end up getting. What are some thoughts that you've had towards money?
You mean like growing up and things I've had to overcome, or thoughts that I have about
both? We'll start with the grow up ones and then we'll do.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, that's a $1 million question, right? And we grow up and we learn or don't learn so many things about money. And for me, it was not something that was ever really talked about. And it's almost like you ignore your money.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of the message I had growing up. And like I said, you go to school for accounting and you learn debits and credits, but it's not the same as personal money management. It's mm-hmm. a different topic. And so I went out into the real world as an accountant and a CPA and didn't know how to manage my own money at first. And so here I am living on my own, making a good salary because, like I said before, that was, you know, what was my intention in school. Working for a great company, you know, had lots of benefits. Someone gave me really great advice to, like we were saying before, to start investing right away. You know, I did all of that. But when it came to spending money on, you know, if someone asked me to go out to dinner or to go to a Broadway show or something like that, I would say yes and then hope I had enough money. And it wasn't until, you know, I woke up one day and realized that I can't plan for my dreams. I can't plan for things I want to do without taking a really good look at this. And so I did. When I was in my 20s, I figured out, you know, what I needed to know. And the main point was to pay attention. Mm-hmm. And so I started paying attention. I started looking, you know, at all the things and looking like building a general budget and figuring it all out. And thankfully I did. And it was a complete game changer.
Mm-hmm.
But learning to not ignore your money and pay attention to it and give it the attention it deserves can completely change, you know, the way your approaches to money and how your life goes.
Yeah. And I liked how you said pay attention.
Yeah.
Because people don't pay attention. They pay for many things. You know, there's a lot of shiny object syndrome spending going on out there. And mm-hmm. I know, especially in the entrepreneur world, oh, I'll just buy this course and it'll help me make 10K months. And then it doesn't.
Right.
And that's all about the mindset and the thoughts. You don't need another course. You probably have way too many courses in order to help you make $10,000 a month. So what is it really that somebody needs? It's to pay attention to their finances and understand, yes, like, okay, if I truly want to make this money, what do I need to do? And mm-hmm. where's my funnel? And, you know, let's get marketing on board. And I like to personify everything. So, you know, let's call up marketing and sales and get them over here and mm-hmm. let's get those feelings on board and, you know, call over self, you know, imposter syndrome and fear and, you know, scared and all of those feelings, and let's have a conversation and map this out. One of my favorite ways to manage my money, and I teach this in my program, the Wealth Accelerator, is to create money buckets. Do you like to create money buckets, and what's your favorite?
Yeah, I mean, the money buckets, again, with the investing is a big one for me, you know, putting aside for retirement, and also the fun money. Travel. I love to travel. We love, you know, as a family, I have two kids who are teenagers and my husband, and we love to travel as a family. And so that for me is a priority bucket, the travel, the fun, the experiences. I can do without the stuff, but I want to make sure that I have money for all of those things that, you know, I feel really enhance life.
So. Yeah. And when they do, those experiences are so special and the memories that you build. So when you think about your offer that you share with your soulpreneurs, tell us more about that. Like, what inspired that?
Yeah. So the inspiration for that came from, you know, as we were talking about before, I went back to school, became a health coach. I ran that business for about 10 years. And I discovered that so many of my colleagues weren't looking at their money, you know, similar to what I was doing in my 20s. And I started helping some of them, you know, on the side, just as a friend, as a favor. And I realized that I could put something together to help them learn what they needed to know, get set up for taxes. Because one of the main things I was hearing was, I need to file my taxes. I don't know what to do. I don't even know where to start. And so I put together a very basic system, set of templates, you know, for them to use that they could get started looking at what they needed to know, how to allocate that for taxes, but also to look at their revenue and see what services they were putting out there that were making the money, which ones maybe weren't, and, you know, helping them to kind of get their business finances organized and off the ground so that they could then in turn grow their business. And so that's where the inspiration came. And the reason I created my own system rather than pointing them in the direction of another, you know, like something they could buy in terms of an accounting system, is that I was seeing it holding them back. Right? The money of hiring a bookkeeper or the money in investing in a fancy program. And I feel like they needed to have this first step before then being ready to move on to that next step. And so that's what my program does. It helps them bridge the gap between being a new business owner, getting their ducks in a row, getting ready for taxes, and then being set to, you know, outsource or whatever they decide to do in the future.
That's beautiful. I love that. And you just work with health coaches, or do you work with other coaches?
Coaches and wellness professionals of all kinds. So I have lots of different kinds of coaching clients who are, you know, life coaches, health coaches, and the like, and wellness practitioners like midwives and Reiki practitioners and all different sorts. Those are my people. I love to help those types of business owners.
That's awesome. I love that. So, you know, we all grew up with different money mantras. What was the money mantra you grew up with?
Well, like I was saying before, I mean, there wasn't one really. It was, you know, not to pay attention and didn't really have a money mantra. So it wasn't until I got older, I think, that I started to think more about that.
Yeah. What was the best financial advice that you received and implemented in your life?
That's a great question. I think the best financial advice, aside from, you know, start investing right away, was to always reevaluate, right? Like, so from my business perspective, and for all of you entrepreneurs out there who are listening to this, you want to continuously evaluate your financials. So meaning, look at your offers, look at the money you're bringing in, look at the expenses you have. It's not something you want to set aside. You want it because then you don't have the information you need to pivot if you know, or add something, don't spend money, whatever it happens to be, invest in something you need. So looking at that on a regular basis was great advice. Like, keep a pulse on it so that you can always know if you need to pivot or change things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dating money once a week. I like to date money once a week. I like to date money every day. Every day we celebrate the income and all the wonderful assets and things like that. And, you know, once a week we sit down and we check out the money buckets and, you know, pay the bills and do all that wonderful stuff, transfer the money. So there's definitely systems in place, you know, because as a business owner, we have SOPs for everything. It's so important to have an SOP for your financials and to keep your business money separate from your personal. So one of my favorite things is to make sure you cut yourself a business check. And I know a lot of solopreneurs are so used to just commingling their funds. They're like, what do you mean I have to rethink how I draw a salary from my business. Like, no, mm-hmm. there's some resistance to that. So I'm glad that you have this wonderful course for entrepreneurs, especially health coaches, wellness people, that they can use and implement right away and get the understanding knowledge of this is what I need to do to run my business. And then when they are ready to pass it off, they know what to look for and what questions to ask and whether or not they're getting a good bookkeeper that's, you know, has the same values as they do. And it's going to work together with them to help them, oh, you know, avoid paying Uncle Sam. We don't want to pay Uncle Sam at the end. We want Uncle Sam to give us a little bit of a refund or break even. Right. So that's the goal. So, well, thank you so much for being here and for sharing your expertise and your story. For those of you listening, check the show notes, check out the free offer that Sarah has shared with all of you. And if you're looking for a course to help you just, you know, set up the basics, check the links, go check out Sarah, friend her on her social media. And remember, it doesn't matter how much money you have, it's what you do with it. Hey, 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 thanks for tuning into the show. Give us a 5-star review and share it with your friends. Get ready to activate wealth. Be the next millionaire. With a simple adjustment of your finances using an energetically aligned money multiplier system, you get to build wealth by partnering with money. It's time to have fun with finances. Pick a date, the link is in the show notes, to book your wealth activation call where you will get the one solution to multiply your money. Remember, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's what you do with it.